Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, February 19th, and we're back with you. We have a great guest in the studio. We're going to be joined by her in just a moment. And I always like when we have a lot of estrogen in the room, you know? Mm-hmm. Makes me feel warm all over.
Right.
So that's a good thing, you know? We often get like guys all the time, which is fine, you know? But
I don't think that's true.
No?
No.
I do.
Like, not really,
but
no.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. We have a good mix.
So,
it's going to be a great show today. The weather's nicer, but it is still freezing,
no,
right?
It's cold.
It's cold, but I mean, it's nice outside, not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just that, we have to live with that cold because it's winter now. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, but like, we're over it.
Mm.
You know? Like, I'm ready for it to be 80 degrees when I wake up in the morning.
Okay. It will be soon.
Like a couple
soon
months.
Soon enough, it'll be like 100 degrees too.
I love it.
I'm sure you do.
I love it when it's 100
degrees.
I don't.
Degrees. I'd rather have it cold.
I love it.
Yeah. But my new house, it gets cold all the fucking time. I mean, I have to run the heat runs all night, and I hate sleeping with heat.
Mm.
But I tried the other night, and I was freezing. It went down to like 62 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I've been sleeping with the heat on too. I just have to.
Yeah, it's too much, man.
And I wake up and it's 73, and I think that's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, my roommates probably hate me.
73? When I have 71 or 72, I feel like I'm in a fucking sauna.
Oh, my God. No, I have to. Yeah. I like it to be between 75 and 77.
Oh, my God. That's very hot.
Yeah, my roommates probably hate me.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, my room's cold. So.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Open your windows.
Yeah, and close your vent.
Something. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only fair because I have the biggest room in the apartment.
Yeah.
So it's really cold.
Yeah.
So like the kitchen and the living room will be warm, but my room will be an icebox.
Right.
So I have no choice but to put it on like 70.
So I guess that's normal, right? Because in my house, it's not distributed equally and it pisses me off.
Yeah. I think every house is like that though.
Yeah. It's even, like one room gets all the heat, the other one doesn't.
Right. Yeah. Because back home at my mom's house, my sister's room is like the hottest room in the apartment, but you go downstairs and it's like, it doesn't even feel like the heat is on.
I know.
You know?
So. Because the heat rises also. It's always hotter on the second floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. Otherwise, I went to this thing last night where somebody I know who was on the show once, she's into like mysticism and stuff, like spirituality,
right,
like the Kabbalah and stuff, like the Jewish mysticism. And I thought, you know what, I'll go because we were like friends. She did a reading for me once and stuff, you know, based on like your birth date and all that. So so I saw something on Facebook, and right as I finished work, I thought, let me go and check it out. Maybe there's no people. Maybe it'll be just her.
Right.
So I went there. It was packed, like 25, 30 people. Mm. I said, wow, this is great, you know, because I felt bad for her. I said, what if she throws it and nobody comes, you know? But it was great. And then I called my friend. I said, they're speaking your language, man. So you remember Elon with the bowls and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering if you were still friends with him.
Oh, yeah. Did you see him? I mean, was he here when you were here?
Yeah, like 3 times.
Right.
Yeah.
So why doesn't he remember? He thinks you're somebody else. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. I said, she's been here for years. She says, no.
What, did you show him a picture where I had makeup on?
No, I didn't show him a picture at all. We just talked. You know, I said, come on the show. And he says, do you still have the same co-host? I said, yeah, Danny. He says, no, it wasn't Danny. It was someone you didn't like. I said that was the previous one. But
no, he's been here like 3 times.
I know.
Yeah, maybe he
doesn't remember.
He doesn't seem like he smokes weed or anything.
That he what?
That he smokes weed or anything.
Like, he does smoke weed.
Oh, maybe he just didn't remember. He didn't seem like he was high,
when
though.
He sees you, he'll remember. I'm
yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Because he has like a deep voice and he sounds like.
Right, yeah. So he's into all this spirituality
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just tell
so.
Him to come without the bowls.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for the fucking bowls in the morning. It's too much.
Right. But what was funny was after the thing was over, everybody was talking and chatting, and she told everybody that I had LA Talk Radio and all that. So people started coming to me and everybody with questions and things like that and stuff. And then he shows up and everybody's around him now because he talks about the, you know, healing through audio and frequencies and all that shit. Everybody's like, oh, you know, because it's a spiritual gathering. So everybody's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I told him, you see, I said, it's important to show up, man. You got to show up, because he was kind of reluctant to come. I said, just come. You'll probably meet someone.
Right.
Now he'll probably end up being able to do his own things there.
Yeah.
At that place.
I mean, those are definitely the type of events he should be going to.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. He invited me to singles events, but I don't know about
that. Yeah, do it. Especially if you're going with your homeboy, that would be fun. At least if nothing, you guys had a night out.
Right. Yeah. But at the time he had a girl and I thought,
that's weird. Yeah. So he was cheating?
No. He just said, I should go.
Oh.
Because he had been going before.
Okay.
Then he just met this girl.
Okay, I thought he invited you to go with him.
Well,
that's what I was like, if he has a girl, why is he going?
He did it other times when he didn't have a girl.
And
yeah, no. That's not.
Is he single now?
Almost.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
He's on the way out.
He's on the way out. Poor guy.
No, poor girl.
Oh, like he wants to be on his way out.
Not really, but he says it's not working out. You know, she's really irritated that he has a female friend and all that stuff. So that's kind of hard, you know?
Well, yeah, especially if the friend has been in the picture beforehand. Like, I feel like I have my...
Well, no, he kind of met him at the same time.
Oh, then that's not a female friend. It's somebody else that he's trying to move up on the list.
No. The other one he's not interested in, like, romantically at all. They decided they're just going to stay friends.
And I think that's weird.
Right.
I also think that's weird. So I feel I understand where his girl is coming from. That's really not okay.
Why?
Especially if you
he doesn't do anything with her. She's
it doesn't
just a
matter.
Friend.
You just met her at the same time you met me. That's not your friend. A friend to me is someone you've known for like 5+ years.
Why? No, but are you beginning to be a friend? I don't know.
Nah.
It's a start.
Nope.
When you say, you know what, let's not have a romance. Let's just be friends.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes guys say that and they don't really mean it, too.
Yeah.
So, no, that wouldn't be cool. I feel her.
No, but they have like similar things they want to do together, like the woman that's not romantically involved. Like as far as business.
Most relationships start that way, at least good ones.
Well, he'd already been to bed with her, and then he met the other chick that he stayed with.
Okay, so absolutely not.
Really?
So they went to bed with each other, then they decided they just wanted to be friends. Yeah, no.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll bring him in here. You can analyze him to death.
Yeah, nobody. I don't know what is wrong with him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to say, you know?
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me either.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about relationships in just a moment with our guest and everything. And I just wanted to get an update from you on the job. Did you go in yesterday?
I did.
How did it go?
It was good.
Yeah,
are they training you
or are you already working?
No. I have one more day of training on Wednesday. But like I was supposed to stay for 6 hours last night. I only stayed for 4 because I like basically know everything.
Right.
So it's kind of like, can I just.
But you didn't have a shift to work in.
Yeah. So I have to do that one more time. They'll probably only keep me for 4 hours on Wednesday. And then next week I'll...
Good.
Yeah.
Do you go in with the enthusiasm and everything?
Well,
do you like
myself,
it?
Myself.
Yeah?
You know?
I mean, do you like it? Do you look forward to going?
Yeah. It's not one of those jobs where I'm like sighing on my way there.
Especially on the second day.
Yeah, no. Like on the third day, fourth day, it's not a good look. No, I enjoy going in there. I think it's a cool vibe. I mean, that's a place I go to on a regular basis.
Right.
So it's like now I just get to work there.
That's true.
You know?
So it's familiar to you.
Yeah, and I like having, you know me, I'll have a conversation with anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I stand in the front, people are waiting for their tables. It's easy for me to just have a conversation about anything
and
everything.
Absolutely, yeah. And do you get all dolled up like you do on Instagram and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got in trouble yesterday, though, because I haven't gotten the dress code. So I had a short dress on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But everyone wears short dresses, but it was leopard print. So I guess on Sundays, you can't wear prints that bright. Because it's like more of like a laid back. Like weekend, you can wear it. Sundays, you can't.
Oh.
So then yesterday, I was like, I'm just wearing black overalls. Like I had these like cute black overalls with a black turtleneck. And I wore huge like diamond hoop earrings.
Uh-huh.
They were like balls.
Oh, okay.
And they were sparkly. And the manager came up to me and was like, you can't wear earrings that big. I was like, anything else, people? Yeah,
you overdressed.
Yeah. And I'm wearing overalls and a turtleneck. Now earrings are too much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll probably get in trouble a couple of times for my dress code until I get used to it, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the first few days is always like that.
Yeah.
You're finding your place there. What's acceptable, what's not.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's cool. It's a good vibe. It's cool. It's fun. I think I'll like it there.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm happy. Every day that goes by that you're happy there, I'm happy.
Yeah. You too. You too, champ.
Yeah.
Let's keep up this morale for the rest of the week.
There you go. All right. Well, let's bring in our guest right now because she has a lot to say, I know, and we don't want to waste any more time. We're joined by Jamie Bronstein. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for joining us. I always love to have you around because you have good energy about you, you know?
Thank you.
You're always smiling. You seem like a good, sweet soul, you know? I don't think you have like a mean bone in your body, wouldn't you say?
Thank you. I would agree in a very non-cocky way that, yeah, I just, I'm all about love and I don't sweat the small stuff.
Me too.
Oh, good.
Let's I sweat friends. The small stuff though, for sure I do. Yeah. I'm guilty.
I'm human.
Yeah.
There are days that, of course, you know, it's different, but in general, I just enjoy being alive.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you were handed a relatively good life, would you say?
Yes.
Did you have your hardships too in your life?
Of course, because everybody goes through life, you know, with things that you need to learn and grow from. Right. But that's exactly it. I look at them as reasons for us to look inside and grow. You know? Not like life happens to you, life happens for you.
Right.
Oh, that's a pretty good way to look at it.
It's like everything happens for a reason type shit.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Like even sometimes I have these conversations with people and I'm like, even just that word, just that word I just said. Everything is already kind of planned out.
Right. Well, I don't believe in that. You know, I because that's...
Sam always argues that that's not true.
No,
but
because it's called
true.
Determinism, and it means that everything is already predecided.
Yeah.
If that's the case, why are we even here?
Because everyone has different purposes.
No, but the purpose for what, though? Like, for what? Why are you even here?
I mean, my purpose is to make a few people laugh. Yours is to make a few people laugh.
No, that's
like,
not
this
a
is our
purpose.
Yes,
you,
it is.
You think you were born just to make people laugh? What about you?
We were born to be heard on the radio. Yeah.
No.
You think that you were... Sam, if that's the case,
but you're defining yourself by what you do. But who are you?
But you're doing what you're doing because you're supposed to be doing it.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be doing it. I chose to.
No, you chose to do it because that's what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
no,
you chose...
But...
You chose to do it because you have the passion for it. And
right.
You wouldn't have the passion for it if that wasn't you.
Right. No, absolutely. But I don't think that's my essence. I don't even think it's remotely close to why I'm here. I think we all are here for the same reason, and that is to overcome those challenges, to learn lessons from them, so the soul is enriched and all that. That's when you're spiritual. You know, that's what I believe.
Yeah, but you get those through experiences of what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, maybe, but you also have to overcome all your limits and fears and stuff, you know. So maybe these are ways to do it, but I don't think it's predetermined. Let me tell you how I think life is, okay? Let's say you're walking on a path, right? Then there's a fork on the road. You have the choice to decide which way to go, right?
Absolutely.
But what happens when you go there is already predetermined because... Like each road gets to a different place.
Right.
So in other words, if you take a right, you go to Los Angeles. If you take a left, you go to San Francisco. You know, so both San Francisco and Los Angeles are there already, but you decide where you're going to be.
Yeah, but that choice that you made, I feel, is already predetermined in your, like, it's already like, do you get what I'm saying?
I do. But it negates the essence of existence.
Just think about it, like,
of life.
Think
why
about
are
it,
we
like
even here?
People, for instance, I hate. Like, let's talk about tragedy really quick. Like, let's say someone wakes up in the morning, they get in their car, they get into a car accident. Let's just say they don't die because they don't want to be grim. They just like fuck up their leg and they're in the hospital for 6 months. When they woke up in the morning, it was already predetermined that they were going to get into their car accident at that very moment. But let's say,
yes,
thank you. But let's say, okay, let's say in the morning, oh, she's walked out the door, but she forgot her cell phone. She goes back in. She missed that car accident. Now she's back on a regular schedule. It was because she wasn't supposed to get into
because
a car accident.
Because she made the decision to go back and take phone.
Because that decision was already predetermined.
No, you can't. So you think everything in our life is already in our head.
I'm going to give you an even grimmer
That's hard
example.
For me to comprehend. But okay,
but I don't
let's
think,
see what
I don't
Jamie
think
thinks.
We predetermine. I think God does.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Like our stories are already written.
But that's the
we
that's
just don't
the
know
thing.
It.
I'm saying that it's not. So we're arguing two different things. And I still believe God is all in this.
Right. Right.
But I think there's a deeper reason to it. But let's see what Jamie thinks.
Yeah. There's an even grammar example from the most positive happy girl in the world.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. So think about somebody who takes a gun and shoots somebody and misses, okay? Then there's somebody down the street who takes a gun, shoots somebody, and kills them, ends up in jail. Okay?
Right.
It's not like one person is a worse, better person than the other. It was predetermined that that person needed to go to jail to learn what they needed to learn, and the other person didn't. You know, people that are in jail, they're not bad people. They made a bad decision. Mm. Other people make bad decisions, and then they just kind of go on with the rest of their lives. So that's an even kind of grimmer example.
All right.
Just the difference between 1 second can make a difference in your life.
Right.
It can, but it's up to you, I think, to decide that. You know, let me tell you something. Let's say you have the socket, the electric socket in the wall, right? Okay. You can decide whether to put your finger inside or not, right? But you can't determine whether you're going to get electrocuted if you put your finger in there. In other words, so the consequences are already there. You just decide whether you want to live with those consequences or other consequences.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is your decision to do whatever it is that you're doing has already been predetermined by God.
No, so but that's what I'm saying.
We understand,
I understand
the consequences, right?
Right.
But me putting my finger in the socket, it's already been predetermined that I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Yes. Really?
110%.
Yes.
Wow.
And I will argue that until the day
To me, it's even hard to comprehend that view because...
But that's why it's so beautiful, because it's hard to comprehend.
But it's not, because it's like you saying, we're like robots. We're pre-programmed.
Yeah.
No, but it's...
But that's animals. That's not us. You know, look at ants, for example. They were born for a certain reason, right? But they don't really impact... anything, really. They all do the same
ants
shit.
Ants change our lives, actually. Watch an ant's life, okay? You'll have a better appreciation.
Can I tell you, as I've been getting closer to possibly becoming like a vegetarian or a vegan at some point,
really,
because I'm just starting to feel so bad about the killing of the animals.
Wow.
I feel bad about killing spiders now. Like, I make my husband go and do it for him, or like take it and put it outside. I mean, I'm still like, get away from me.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like I'm so much more connected to everything on this earth that like I just think about it so much more. I don't want to kill an ant. I don't want to kill a spider because they are beings on this earth. There's a purpose to every being on this earth.
Okay, right. But let me ask you something. Do you agree that in nature, animals kill other animals in order to survive? Right? We have to accept that. That's
can't they
nature.
Eat grass?
No, but that's the thing. You see, you,
they can be vegan.
You would like you
but
would
you
like to
you
be
can't
utopia.
You can't compare
man.
A lion to a human being.
Why?
Because you can't, because yes, lions do have to hunt to survive. They can't eat grass, unfortunately.
Why?
Or trees. They could eat grass.
Why can't they eat grass? Because they were built
just be
to
really
eat
skinny.
Meat.
Exactly.
Okay, but we were built to eat meat too. If not, we wouldn't be able to digest it.
Okay, but a lot of people can't digest it. That's the thing.
So they don't have to eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're not supposed to technically be eating this shit.
Who
we
says?
Just are.
Who says?
It's really bad for our bodies. Like all this stuff, like I was eating a piece of steak the other day. It was delicious, by the way, and I felt so guilty.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
Like all I felt. I'm like an animal activist, and all I do is follow animal pages on Instagram, and I see like cows and like baby lambs and stuff running around. I'm like, yo, I just ate that for dinner.
So sad. Yeah.
And people are like, well, it's already dead. I'm like, yeah, but there's like videos and pictures of like how these animals are being killed, and it's just like
That's awful. That's awful.
I
there's
don't think
no
those
question.
Should be allowed online though.
Yeah.
Like I get the point they're trying to make, but it's just like still like
because there's no censorship, but people put up everything.
Oh God, it's a lot. But I mean, we could argue for the next literally hour about
that's true
about
but,
this.
But at least it's not like politics and shit where people really argue. You know, we're not really arguing about religion
like,
either.
Let's talk about 9/11 really quick.
Okay.
Everyone that bought those plane tickets, I think it was predetermined that those people, those exact people, were supposed to be on those planes.
You see, I don't think so. I think it was the
decision. I don't know. Sometimes I think about it, and I'm like, that's how I feel. And then other times I'm like, but it doesn't. Why did God choose those people out of anybody else?
Yeah.
You know, like when I hear about like a 16-year-old getting into a car accident like 3 days before prom and not making it, I'm like, well, why her though?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, it's hard to digest and it's hard to swallow. But if you don't think, okay, well, this is God's plan for everyone, then what do we even have to live on if we don't think there is a plan that God has already created for us?
Right, and I think it is predetermined our time on this earth.
Yeah.
You know, before you get here. So the 16-year-old, she was supposed to be here for that you know, that amount of time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that I agree with. Here. Maybe you're only meant to be here in this time, this time around for only a few years. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But the thing is this, is that, you see, we're like thinking the total two sides, total opposites. But I like it because she can't comprehend what I'm saying and I can't comprehend what she's saying.
Yeah.
Because to me, you just said, if it wasn't predetermined, what was the point of life, right? What I'm saying is, what's the point of life if it's already predetermined? You're just going through the motions of something that's supposed to happen already.
But the thing is, we don't know what's supposed to happen. It's not like we have a crystal ball and we're like, okay, on March 26, 2052, this is how I'm going out. So yeah, you're still going through the motions of life. You just don't know what your
story is. Why don't you know?
Because I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know. What I'm trying to say is you discover it as you go because you create it. You know, the thing is, you have, I think the whole essence of it is we have freedom of choice. You know, we're free will.
Right.
And if what you say is correct, then there's no free will.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter what you do, it's going to turn out the way. So why would you even do this? You know what I'm saying? Why would you go through the motions?
Well,
that's just what I'm saying.
It is your free will. You're following your intuition to do everything in life. That's your free will, but it's coming from your soul. It's coming from your intuition.
Right, right.
So when you chose to get that Diet Coke today,
right,
that was your choice.
Right.
But it also was predetermined because God wants you to be healthier, not choose the regular Coke.
Is that what you think God wants? How do you know? How do people know what God wants?
Also, I just want to point out,
you have to believe that.
Well,
though.
So it's belief. And if somebody doesn't subscribe to the same belief system.
But isn't everything belief, though?
No. There's facts. Like, there's laws of nature that are facts.
Also, I don't believe in right or wrong. I think it's beautiful that we can all have our own opinions and not judge each other, you know, and then at the same time have these discussions. So I don't think we're sitting here saying like you're wrong, we're right at all.
Right. We all just happen to have the same.
So you're saying, so what you're saying is everybody is.
You have to just own how you feel and what you think,
right?
At every time.
But you said there's no good and bad, right?
Right. There's not right and wrong. There's not.
Oh, right and wrong. Right.
Right.
So let me ask you this: is murder right?
Murder, I stay neutral because I believe that everything is meant to be and that that person came to this earth to learn something, and that's just
so,
how I
but
feel.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Now, you don't think it's either good or bad?
I don't believe in good and bad and right and wrong.
Really? So if somebody murders your family, you don't think they're bad people?
No, I believe
they
that
do
we,
a
all
bad thing.
We all come to this earth as loving souls, and then things happen to you in your life.
Right.
That change that,
okay.
And if you don't do that work to get back to that loving soul, then you're going to become a murderer, or you're going to commit crimes and things like that.
I mean, people that can,
but is that a good thing or a bad thing for you and for society and for other people? Does he have the right to take a life?
No, I don't think anybody has a right to take a life at all. I'm not saying that at all.
So there is right and wrong.
No.
Why?
That's it, like a
you
license.
You said it's not right.
I'm saying you don't have a license to kill.
Okay.
Like meaning like that.
I feel
type
like
of
why?
I feel like some people in jail are bad people. I feel like some people might not deserve to be in there, but there's definitely some people in there that are like not good people.
No, I believe not only are there evil people, but they're born that way.
Hence when we just had the guy who came in and did
that movie.
Yeah.
That movie about two kids.
She never sent me the link
story.
Either.
I know. I'll ask her. It's a short film about two kids that abducted a kid, a two-year-old kid. They were 10 years old. And they did horrible things to him, and he died.
Yeah, like horrible. Like stuff that's just like unimaginable.
And you realize, so you try to analyze these kids or anything, what bad abuse they went through at home and stuff, but still.
Yeah, because there's
you have
some
to
people
be evil. Yeah, people go through that and they don't do this.
And they come out and they're like presidents or like politicians or really good people.
Yeah, well, seldom. If it's an abusive house, but
you never know.
Yeah,
this is so ironic, though. Can we just talk about the weirdest thing that's going on here? My profession, everything I do is love, and I'm coming on the show. We're talking about all these dark things. I'm sitting here. I'm like, I can do this. Right. Like, this is not what I like talking about.
Because we're realists here, you know. I mean, look, I'm just a person that. I don't beat around the bush, you know. I like to call things the way they are, and I know you want everything to be nice.
No. Everything's not perfect. I'm just saying, like, I'd love to talk about what you guys were talking about at the beginning because I have so much to say and I had to sit here silent.
So let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Go ahead. Okay. What did you want to say when we started talking?
This is what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Once again, I agree with Danny.
That's okay. I don't need agreement here. That's the whole point of the show.
This is so fascinating. I feel like this is such a guy-girl thing because you're like, they became friends at the same time, like friend and then girlfriend at the same time, da da da. But you left out that very important detail that they had sex.
Right.
The friend had sex. They had sex.
So what?
You left out that detail.
So what?
That's huge. That's huge. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame the girlfriend.
See, because for the guy, it's not huge. So from a woman's perspective, it's a big deal. For the guy, it's like, oh, I had sex with her, but I'm not interested in her anymore. I just want her as a friend, but I like the other woman.
This is the thing.
But let's just let her finish.
Okay, so let's say girlfriend's name is Judy, okay?
Okay.
So I don't blame Judy for being annoyed that Donald has this friendship with Rachel, who he had sex with before her, because there's once you kiss somebody, it always changes.
Yep.
Like there's something that shifts, and you are never ever truly friends.
No, ever.
Like when Harry met Sally.
Well, that's.
I agree with Harry. Wait, who says? Harry says you can't. Guys and girls can't be friends.
No,
you
can't be friends.
Or Sally
says
that.
One of them says that.
I mean, you can be friends with guys if there has been absolutely no sexual.
I totally disagree. I've got that with several women that I had sex with. We had long relationships with. I'm just friends with them now, and I was able to move on.
I just slapped the table.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So
I have never had a friendship with anyone I've had sex with. And all the guy friends in my life that are solid guy friends, the thought has never even crossed my mind.
You see, with me, most of my girlfriends I still talk to.
But I have to say, I have a blanket statement. I feel very strongly about this.
Yeah.
Any male-female friendship, at least one party, one part of the party wants the other one.
Wants to.
Always.
I don't think that's true.
And if you find somebody who is not like that, I'd love to meet them.
Right.
I have a few guy friends that are like that. Like, I have guy friends that have not tried to sleep with me, and I have not tried to.
But they probably would if you're like,
that's they probably want to.
But I feel like guys would say yes to anything.
Right. No, but still, I mean.
No.
Yes.
Guys
oh
will
God.
Say yes to anything.
Yes, they will. Girl, I've seen some crazy things and I've heard some crazy stories because I'm friends with guys. And I'm like, but you don't even you don't even find her attractive and you're sleeping with her.
If I quarantine these guys that are friends with you and I was like, secretly, like, do you really want to have sex with her? They'd be like, yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them would. One side. Yeah. But listen, and she's right. It's not 100%. Because, like, with me, I have different things. I have, like, you know, relationships where, they probably would like to have sex or something. But I'm beyond that already, you know?
Because
when I move on, you know? I don't want to go back to have sex with someone that I already left. But as friends, come on. I mean, you live with someone for 10, 15 years, whatever. You stay friends. You can't just disappear. And
you're talking about an ex long-term relationship,
which is different than short-term.
Short-term
is completely different. You have years of history.
Okay, so in other words, if I had like an ex-wife that I'm very close to, and I became romantically involved with you, would it bother you that I have?
I would actually like that.
Yeah.
Well, if you have kids and stuff involved,
No kids.
You know what? Yeah. Personally, I feel like I'm confident enough in myself.
Right.
That I think that would be, I'd rather have him be friends with the ex than like all this hatred because I don't believe in all this conflict and bad energy.
So why can't you accept that the guy after he had sex with you twice with her probably would not be interested anymore?
It's too close, right?
It's too soon. They met at the same time. They don't really know each other. They've seen each other naked.
Right.
It's like they don't have a long history. They probably still don't even know each other's middle names. And it's like you can't sit there and tell me that's your friend.
And one of them still wants the other.
Yeah.
Like Donald still wants Rachel. 110%.
Okay. He might say we agreed to be friends, but he's keeping her around because a part of him secretly is.
Yeah, probably.
More and they probably are still having sex.
No, they're not. I know.
I don't know.
No. But anyway,
unless he's just telling you he's not.
The girlfriend is not happy. No, he's honest with me. But the girlfriend's not happy, obviously, so he might just have to dump both. Or they just dump him.
One of the girls is definitely going to get fed up soon enough.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so, Jamie, we love having you here.
Oh, thanks.
Now, let's promote your show real quick. You have a show with us here on video on Mondays at 5.
Correct. It's called Love Talk Live.
Okay.
And I've been loving doing this show because, as I said a long time ago, I could talk to a wall. And, you know, I love talking.
Yeah.
And I love sharing what I have to share and then bringing on all these amazing co-hosts and guests. It's just been really cool to collaborate and hear different viewpoints and talk about love from singles to couples to breakups and divorces, the whole range.
Wow. Right. So is that what you do professionally too?
Yes. So I'm a relationship psychotherapist, coach. Uh-huh. I like to say coach or therapist because I think I'm moving more into coaching. But anyhow, so yeah, I work with singles, couples, people going through breakups and divorces in private practice. I also do Skype and Zoom and phone sessions. I also, on my website, therelationshipexpert.com, have a chat feature where if you don't want to get off your couch, you don't want to, you know, make that appointment, you just want to be in your PJs and you're just not in the mood to actually go out. I know a lot of millennials, they're like, I just want to, I want convenience. You can live chat with me.
That's awesome.
On my website. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, let me ask you this, and I always ask myself more than I ask the people themselves, but what qualifies you to help people, give them advice, coach them, guide them in their lives? Have you got any training or anything?
Really? Yeah. So I have my master's in social work. So I'm, and then I got 3,000 hours after that to become a licensed clinical social worker. Mm. Wow. And now I have 18 years of experience being a psychotherapist.
There you go. So you're pretty qualified to me.
Yeah, that's a long time.
But also, honestly, and I was just having this conversation the other day with someone, that yes, of course, it was important to go through graduate school. However, I do feel like the experiential experience, actually doing the work, is really what hones in all of our skills. And we are all different therapists and all different coaches, and the right clients come to us.
Right.
So like I kind of do my own thing and have my own little way of doing therapy, and I've always just believed in it because it just comes from my heart.
Right.
Very cool. And how do people find you usually? How do they know about you?
Well, I do have a profile on psychologytoday.com, so I get a lot of clients through that, a lot through referrals, you know, old clients, current clients, they tell their friends, their family. Yeah. And then people have been finding my website, therelationshipexpert.com, and also my Instagram, therelationshipexpert. It's just an X, not an EX.
Yeah.
Through Facebook, through just lots of different avenues. And now through the radio show, it's been amazing.
Very cool. So how can people find you if they want something like that, like advice and help?
How can they contact me?
Yes, please.
They can email me at Jamie, J-A-I-M-E, like j'aime in French, J-A-I-M-E, at therelationshipexpert.com. They can go to my website and just contact me through there. They can call me. My phone number's on my website.
Sounds good, guys. Because the thing is that Jamie obviously is qualified now that I know you've done 18 years of this. It's like, what, were you 10 years old when you started? I don't know. But
thank you. That's so sweet.
No, but really, I mean, the thing is, I didn't realize you were in this this long. So it's something you started early on.
Yeah. Well, I always say I feel like I popped out just loving love, which sounds cheesy, but actually it's such a part of my soul and my heart that it's the only way to describe it. And my first psychology class in high school, I couldn't sleep at night. I got so excited because I was like, this is the answer to life.
That was my favorite class in college as well. It was my minor, psychology. I just never did anything with
psychology
it.
Psychology is cool.
Well, it's because it's interesting just to kind of try to figure out. And then you think about like who wrote the books and who's like determining that this is what it is, because at the same time, like, how do you really know? Because psychology is really the brain, and no one can really give us a definitive answer onto, you know, why people have those thoughts and shit.
Well, something I learned recently is that psyche actually means breath of life, which means our soul. So psychology somehow turned into the study of, I don't even know, the behavior of the mind. Yeah, something like that.
Right.
But it actually, psychology actually is your soul. Your breath of life.
Right.
So that's just an interesting little tidbit about the word psychology.
Sounds good. Sounds interesting to me. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Jamie Bronstein, and she's a relationship expert. You're a sex expert too.
What, no, not a sex
no,
expert.
No, no, no.
I know a lot about it, but right. But no, no,
but
I
what
don't
do sex therapists do? What they deal with sexual problems that people
I think that sex therapists, and this is just me guessing, so I'm not sure. I think they help, especially couples that are having issues.
Yeah, with sex and romance, so, and
here's
yeah.
the thing:
intimacy.
If it's not a physical issue with sex, it's an emotional issue. So yes, right. I work with couples that come in that have said, you know what, we've done the tests and this is not a physical problem, because I'm not going to prescribe
right.
like
yeah.
whatever, something for them,
right.
Or give them exercise. You know, that's not what I do. Yeah. But yes, when it comes to the aspect of this is an emotional thing, this is something that has to do with your conditioned stories, a past trauma, you know, any type of unresolved issue, yes, I help couples with that.
Right.
You know, let's talk about it. Let's figure right. out an insecurity, you know, things like that. So in that way, I help people with
right.
sexual issues.
But right. you don't sit there and tell them this is how you need to make your orgasm and this
no.
is how you take care of the guy and all that stuff. That's no. that's sex therapists, right? That's
exactly.
what they do, yeah. Yeah, I don't need advice like that, for crying
out
loud.
I don't think
loud,
anyone you know. Really needs advice.
Well, but apparently they have work, because you'd be surprised how many people are really ignorant about sex, right? Would you say that? Some people.
I feel like it's just such like a natural thing, and let's just do it.
Yeah, and I feel like I think that people that need sex therapists are serial killers. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I feel like guys that need
We're
sex therapy.
We're making blanket statements all over the fucking place
also,
today, all of us.
But I just feel like if you're a grown-ass man and you need to see someone on how you should make love to a woman, like
right.
you got some. You need a therapist first.
But not necessarily.
I think that's like an insecurity problem.
Oh,
also, when two people yeah. are supposed to have sex and it's uh-huh. supposed to work, it will.
It will, yeah. I don't think you need a therapist to learn how to sleep with your man.
No, but maybe you're like together for 15 years. The woman, it's her first... the only man she's ever been with. She
Which
never
is rare,
was really,
but sure.
You know, so how? Where did she have to learn how to make love and have sex and all that stuff?
Well,
so,
they learn together.
So she'll
yeah.
just lie there and not do anything, and he's going to be pissed.
So
and,
he teaches her.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's... But maybe some people can't communicate in that
but
way.
But then you shouldn't
so
be in that
they
relationship.
Need the sex
yeah,
therapist.
I think so, too. Like,
but
if
why?
You're not comfortable
but,
enough yeah. to speak to your partner about what I want and what I need, that's
yeah.
not the partner
but listen,
you should be
you have
with.
To forget... Don't forget about people's upbringing, you know what I mean? Many women are like, they're not open to talk about this shit. So when you go to a sex therapist, she can tell you.
She's
know,
not, if she's not open to talk about it with her man, she's definitely not going to be comfortable talking about
you
it with a third
that.
Party.
That's not true.
110%.
Think how many things
hey,
you can't
I'm gonna
say to the
I can't tell person. My husband in my bedroom what to do with me, but let's bring a third party in here and let's just open up and talk about everything. Come
right,
on.
Because we can't make it work. So maybe somebody else can give us advice. You know, when you're stuck, look.
I wonder if there are sex therapists that actually go and watch
No, I don't
oh
think
my
so.
God, you put this, yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Maybe so. You don't know. If the check is right, they'll be like, I'll be there yeah. Saturday at 8 p.m.
Oh, my God.
They do have the sex surrogates, though, that supposedly show men how to have sex and stuff.
What does that mean? What do you mean, sex surrogate? What does that mean?
That's red flag. Yucky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, they,
yeah, but what does that
there was
mean?
A movie or two about it, right?
I've Who never heard of this.
That's a hooker, bless her soul.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Wait, I don't it's get
like,
it.
Oh, a sex surrogate is like... Come on over, I'll show you how to have sex.
That's so gross.
Yeah, that's right. disgusting.
Right, but they had something like that. What movie was it? He was like paralyzed or something, and they took him to a hotel room, or not a hotel room. He just went to her office, and they developed sort of like a whole thing where she didn't really get attached and all that stuff. I'll find out, I'll let you know, but it's an interesting movie. But look up sex surrogate when you get a moment.
So that's basically see. Like porn or being a prostitute.
But,
people are paying you for sex.
But supposedly it's not like that. You know, they make themselves
seem like
they're...
But then what if like the guy's like, ooh, this
like
is better.
Coaches.
And then he goes back to Francesca.
Right. That's why it's so controversial.
Right. I
want
to go back to... Yeah. Not a
no,
fan.
It
no.
is. Not a fan.
And if I ever found out someone I was dating was doing that, I'd be like... You're never touching me ever again.
No, but this is for like single guys that can't get chicks.
It's two is a party. Don't make it three.
Yeah,
ever.
But think about what you're saying. You said a single guy who can't get chicks. So it has nothing to do with the fact that he doesn't know how to sleep with anyone. It's just he doesn't know how to approach women because he's socially
no,
awkward.
But let's talk about guys that are young and never been with a woman or never been able to really be themselves.
Let's be serious. 14-year-olds are having sex now.
I know.
When you're
but,
in high school... Even,
yeah,
if you're, even if you're not the captain
too,
of the football team, right. in high school and middle school, kids are still getting it in.
Yeah. So you don't think there's a lot of virgin boys?
No.
Okay.
Also,
well,
it's not a sex surrogate. That's more, bless their soul, like a hooker.
Yeah. Right.
If you're single and you're...
Okay, so look up sex surrogate. I want to know how they're different from a hooker.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, so just look it up and we'll see what the definition is. But essentially, so anyway, while she's doing that, Jamie.
Yes.
So you're a happy camper, pretty much.
I'm a happy camper. Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you grow up? In California?
Grew up in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Nice Midwestern girl.
Really? Yeah. She just went there. Froze her ass off.
Yeah. It was so cold.
And so at what age did you move here?
So I actually lived in LA from 2003 to 2006, right after I graduated from NYU. So I was New York, LA.
Oh, okay.
Then I moved back to Chicago 2006 until just now we moved to San Diego in September.
Oh, wow. Really? So it's that recent that you moved back here.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Really?
I really am. I always had this intention or kind of just this hope that at some point I would live in California again.
Right, right.
Because truly to me, it's such a beautiful, not just like physically beautiful, but just everything about it, it's beautiful. I love that it's so creative here. You can live here and create things,
right?
And of course you can create things anywhere, but it's just in the air, it's in the energy, and it's just a beautiful place to be.
That's true, because all these creative people come here, so you have one big pool of creative people
and
a lot of talent, right? You know, for sure.
Let me
a
just
lot of
interject
egos
really quick.
Yeah.
Oh god.
It says sex surrogates, sometimes referred to as surrogate partners, are practitioners trained in addressing issues of intimacy and sexuality. The causes of sexual concerns are numerous, and the methods of a surrogate might use to help improve a client's sexual life are varied.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They usually deal with people that have had an accident, perilous, disease, or trauma.
Right. So, yeah, whatever. That's excuses. But you're right. It's being a whore. I mean, you're selling your body to somebody. It doesn't matter how you do it and for what purpose. Right. No, so...
I would love to work with those surrogates to come into my office to be like, let's find you something else to do. Let's go inside.
Right.
And let's work up that confidence. And let's get empowered. You can do anything. You don't have to be doing this.
And then let's say it is... a woman who's a surrogate helping a man who's been through an accident or whatever, that man has already come to your office because he's initially fucked up mentally and physically. So now you're sleeping with him in ways he hasn't been slept with before. So how is this man not going to be obsessed with you after?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like not a healthy...
No, it doesn't sound good at all. That's why there's probably not that many of them.
No.
Send them to me, please. Yeah. If you ever meet one.
And like, what do you Google? I need a sex surrogate?
It sounds like
a Craigslist ad.
See, now I'm so empathetic. Now I'm thinking if there's a sex surrogate listening to this, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong because I don't believe in right and wrong. However, and I have total empathy for you. Maybe you need to do this for whatever reason. I'm just saying that please come and talk to me because maybe there could be something in addition. Maybe if you even want to still do this, but I feel like there's more for you out there.
Right.
And then also thank you for your services. If you really are helping somebody who's paralyzed or whatever it is, you know. So I'm not judging.
Right.
Just wanted to put that out there.
Wow. So I mean it boggles my mind. Let me ask you this: do you believe in God?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Strongly.
Yes.
So how can you say there's no right or wrong because God already told us what's right and wrong?
God
in the Bible.
You. What do you mean?
To all of us. If you're religious, do you read the Bible? Do you take it literally or in any way?
I'm more spiritual than religious.
Okay.
But feel free. Bring it up.
No, I'm just asking. So even if you're not... okay, let's say you're spiritual but not religious.
I am. I'm culturally
you believe,
religious.
Right, right. But no, I'm asking about your beliefs because the thing is this is that you're right. Without God, there is no right or wrong. It becomes an opinion. But with God, there is right and wrong. You know, because...
I look at God more as spirit in the universe.
Right.
Also, so...
Right. But I'm just saying from like a religious perspective, that's, you know, that's how people look at it. But as far as right or wrong...
But in a religious aspect, there's so many things that are considered wrong that are really right. Like
right.
Having sex with someone before marriage, I'm sorry, it's considered wrong religiously, but it's so right.
So, I don't like
so
rules.
Again, you talk about right and wrong, and she does too.
Yeah.
But the point is to say there's no right or wrong is mind-boggling.
But that's why
me.
I don't I don't personally believe in these rules of religion, because that is saying there are right and wrong things.
Right.
Yeah.
So, wow. So you don't believe there's like evil in the world?
Like I said, I believe that we all come to this earth as loving souls.
Okay.
And then, like,
what about Ted Bundy?
Okay, but let's say, okay, so let's say we come as pure souls.
Yeah.
What happens eventually? Do we all stay good souls?
So what happens is life. You know, right. People have situations in their lives, and then they make decisions that have repercussions. I don't believe that the worst, in quotes, the worst person in the world is an evil person. I believe that they had circumstances, whether they grew up in a family of hatred, you know.
But what they did, was that right or wrong? Don't judge who they are.
We're going there again. We already did this with the murder.
That's true. And I'm going right back into it.
And also, this is just how I live. I'm not saying this is how anybody else wants to live.
But it fascinates me, really, Jamie, because I never thought of the world that way.
Well, no. See, I'm going to have to disagree with her, because I think of people like Ted Bundy or like these serial killers. And I'm like, nah, that dude is straight up evil.
Yeah.
Like, nothing in his childhood had brought you to do the things that you've done.
Right. But what makes you think it's evil? I mean, that's your
opinion. I don't know. Maybe because he cut people up and put their body parts in his refrigerator and ate them for dinner later. That could be it, Sam.
Also, yeah, but why is that wrong?
Also, let's talk about...
You see what I'm saying?
Let's talk about
it is wrong.
Okay,
mental disorders, which is something that is in my profession.
Right.
People have mental disorders that they cannot control how their brain is functioning. Even people, bless their souls.
So do you think people are born murderers then?
It was predestined. Right. But even think about suicide. There are people that commit suicide that their brains are, even they might even be a happy person, but their brains are not functioning in the appropriate way for them to see things the way that a healthy brain.
So they're not happy.
Yeah.
You just said they're happy.
I'm just thinking of this one particular example
of
a girl you never would have known.
Right.
She appeared and she did have happy times. She was struggling inside. But so whether it's committing suicide or it's murdering, I believe there are sociopaths out there. You know, there are all these stories. I believe that their brains are not functioning properly.
Right.
Even Robin Williams. Okay. He had a disease in his brain. It wasn't functioning properly.
Right. Okay, well, we beat it to death, you know.
But
we can continue talking about this, and you're welcome back anytime.
Can we go to the park or something? We need to do something. Or the ocean. We need to do something that's like get some ice cream.
Come on,
let's spend
the last few minutes just talking about pretty and pretty things
love.
Like rainbow and unicorns.
Bring
and
the love back.
I know. God.
If you had a message to the world, what would you want people to know?
That I believe that the reason why we live is for love, that when we have love in our lives, and not in a cheesy way, but when we have love in our lives, we thrive. We are the best people that we can be. So I would just encourage people to live an authentic life, because when you live an authentic life, you attract the most authentic love into your life, and tell the people in your lives that you love them, regardless of anything that's going on, and hug people. You know,
I love hugs.
What if they don't care when you tell them you love them? Like
what if
my
they
kids.
Don't care?
Yeah.
Do it even more.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've been telling
love
them
up.
That.
Love them up. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't get to see them. So what's the point? You
love
know?
Them up. Send them messages.
But they do things that really irritate me. I don't know if
but
I can.
But everyone
you know?
Can do stuff that irritates the other person. Doesn't mean you love
but
them any less.
No, that's not true. Yeah, I love my kids. But when I tell them, they don't really, like I told my son, I said, let's sit down and talk. He's like, thank you for the effort, but I'm not interested in talking to you.
Okay. Well,
that's
maybe,
after I told him, I love you and let's put everything behind us and talk about it.
Well, I love that you're making that effort. And I would say, you know, when he's ready, then you guys can
entertain.
Yeah,
when might that be? When I'm fucking half dead? You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, then just keep on loving him. Just keep on.
That's well, all I do.
And actually
in my
something,
heart,
something you can do. Yeah. You can actually send him love just... You know, without even talking to him. And I think that the more you do that, he will probably turn around.
Okay, well, amen to that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Jamie Bronstein, tell people again how they can find you, use your services. You sound amazing. I mean, you're inspiring. You're positive.
Thank you.
You know, I like that. That's
thank
good. You can't argue with that, you know. So, again, the relationshipexpert.com.
Yes.
That's an awesome domain.
I know. I feel very grateful.
Yeah.
So yeah, therelationshipexpert.com. Uh-huh. And my email is Jamie, J-A-I-M-E, at therelationshipexpert.com.
Sounds good. That's easy to remember.
Very easy.
And watch the show. What is it again?
Love Talk Live, Mondays at 5 p.m.
Exactly. You can see it on Facebook. You can see it here live, and you can also watch it after the fact on demand. So whichever way you want to do it, it's available for you. Jamie, you're amazing. Thank you so much
you're
for
amazing.
Coming.
Thanks for having me.
And you know, she lives down south, and she stayed here overnight to be on the show. So that's amazing.
Oh, in San yes, Diego. My show was last night. Oh.
Yeah.
So it was worth it. You guys are awesome. Oh.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
Thank
All
you.
Right, my dear. Have a good night. You going to be working tonight, too?
No, I have my podcast tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Podcast it is. Mm-hmm. And do you want to tell people where they can listen to it, where they can find it?
It's called Swallow It. It's on Apple, Google Play, and Spotify. It's actually number 16 in sexuality on Apple
Ooh.
Right now.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but it's only $2.94 now, so we got to move our way up. We got to move our way up. And everybody, don't forget to go to Amazon and buy my book, Don't Be That Bitch. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you so much, everybody. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.